A section of Sydney's Iranian community has supported moves by the federal government to deport an Iranian sheikh. The Iranian Action Collective today accused Sheikh Mansour Laghai of being a terrorist. But when pushed, the group admitted it had no specific proof the sheikh was either a terrorist or a spy. ASIO has delivered a negative assessment of the sheikh to the government, as John Stewart reports.
A group calling itself the Iranian Action Collective brought a suitcase for Sheikh Mansour Laghai to pack and leave the country.
This is the suitcase for him. He got to go. My last slogan is, hey, hey, ho, ho, he's terrorist, he must go.
Sheikh Mansour Laghai has lived in Australia for the past 16 years and works as a Muslim cleric at a local prayer hall in Sydney. 13 years ago, Sheikh Laghai was declared a security threat by ASIO. His appeals to various courts have failed, and the sheikh could be deported later this month if his final appeal to the immigration minister is rejected. The sheikh has received widespread support from Christian churches and his local community at Earlwood. But the Iranian Action Collective has backed moves by the federal government to deport him.
He's the lobbyist of the Iranian regime. He got money from the Iranian consulate. We are against the Iranian consulate, against Iranian ambassador here. They are lying and spying on our community, and our community, they are scared.
It's not only Sheikh. Everybody carried us clothes because they're supporting the government. They came from that. They went to the same school. They learned the same lesson.
The group claimed to have new evidence the sheikh is a security risk, but when pushed, said they were unable to release it.
I might do that, and you know, in a private and you know, with a legal advisor. So I might do that in one condition. I don't want our people back home, you know, to be assassinated, to be killed, or to be arrested.
Cyrus Sarang's passport and home computer were seized by the Australian Federal Police in 2003, and he was questioned about links to an Iranian group called the Mujahideen Ehaq, or MEK, which is listed as a terrorist group by the United States.
They come to my door, to my house, and you know, they got all my stuff, but they didn't get anything.
A statement tonight from the sheikh's supporters says,
Dr. Mansour Laghai categorically denies he is or ever has been working for the regime in Iran. He has lived peacefully in Australia for 16 years and no criminal charges have ever been laid against him. He welcomes transparency and would urge that if any new information is available, it should be passed on to the relevant authorities.
The sheikh's supporters say the Iranian Action Collective has no evidence the sheikh is a security risk and the group is politically motivated.
This is not the first time Cyrus has invited me along and said he's got documentary evidence, things he wants to show me that link the sheikh with these various things happening in Iran. Unfortunately, again, lots of accusations, lots of bluster, but no documents, no substance.
Sheikh Laghai's son and wife are also facing deportation but have not been declared security threats. John Stewart, Lateline.